The new research published in the online journal BMJ Open estimates that around 120 baby deaths could be prevented in the UK each year. Professor David Tappan from Glasgow University is one of the authors. Hello to you.
Hello.
Tell us what you found.
We found really exactly as you say that before it was thought that it was only a risk if you smoked or you drank alcohol or took drugs, bed sharing with your baby. But this large study, joining up the data from 19 studies altogether, has shown that even if you are a low-risk person, you don't have any of those risk factors, that there's a fivefold increase associated with sleeping with your baby. That's not to say that you can't bring your baby into bed to feed, but our advice is that you put the baby back into a cot after you finish the feed before you go to sleep.
And why are those babies more at risk?
That's not clear. It goes in with a lot of theories about babies having obstructed breathing, particularly if they're lying next to somebody who is deeply asleep and they roll over on top of them and so on. So those things are ideas of why it may be the case. We don't have the answer, but certainly what we found is that there is a risk, and it's up to parents to decide whether they're prepared to take that risk. But our advice is that you should always put your baby back in a cot next to your bed when you finish feeding.
Okay, let's talk to Emma. Emma Smith's daughter Maisie died when she was 10 weeks old when they slept together on the sofa. Emma, hello to you.
Hello there.
Hi, what do you make of this study then?
Well, I'm delighted that it's come out in such a sort of profound way that bed sharing, which is something that we've known is not a good thing to do, you know, if you smoke or drink, you know, it's dangerous for the babies. The fact that it's now been suggested that it is, you know, whatever circumstances you're in, whether or not you drink or smoke, it just shouldn't, it shouldn't happen, however difficult it is for the parents to adhere to. What I mean by that is it's so comforting to have your baby in bed for you and for the baby, it seems, but it is just not a good thing to do.
What happened to Maisie?
Maisie was a 10-week-old, perfect baby, healthy, gorgeous. We'd had the most wonderful 10 weeks together. Absolutely nothing wrong with her, and I knew the risks of falling asleep in bed with your baby, and so I brought her downstairs to feed. We were downstairs sitting on the sofa. It was in the middle of the night, and I fed her. I was tired, and I put her down beside me on the sofa, and unintentionally I fell asleep, and when I woke, she wasn't breathing.
Unbelievable tragedy for you and the family.
It's something that, you know, my goodness me, you don't ever get over that. But, you know, I still feel incredibly grateful that I had those 10 wonderful weeks with her. The cot death statistics had gone down phenomenally since, you know, in the last 20 years when we learned that you should put your babies to sleep on their backs. But still, almost every day in Britain, a family wakes up and a baby has died. And there's not a day that goes past when I don't think of those poor families, what they've got ahead of them. And so perhaps with this new message, we may be able to save more babies. So, you know, Maisie, I feel so proud to have been her mother. And I'm so proud to do stuff for the Lullaby Trust. And for me, that's Maisie living on with me and our family and hopefully helping others.
And let me bring in Kay, who's a mother of two and is having another baby in July. Hello, Kay.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. And Lisa is in Bournemouth. Lisa has four children. And
right.
Lisa, I think all your babies slept in bed with you till they were what age?
Oh, probably about three, and sometimes I had two children, so like maybe a 6-month-old and 18 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Kerr, you did the same, I think, and you're intending to do the same with your new baby as well. Is that right?
I am indeed. Yes. If I have a baby who sleeps quite happily in their cot by themselves, there would be no need for me to co-sleep. But I found with both of my previous two, one of them was very poorly at birth and had to have surgery at 6 months, and the other was just, she was colicky, she had reflux, she was a terrible, terrible sleeper. And I found myself having to make a decision about what I was going to do about that, because she didn't sleep at all until I firstly decided to put her down in the front, which I know is not what we're discussing, and secondly, to allow her to nod off in bed next to me, and then occasionally to sleep myself, because you just can't function as a parent if you have no sleep, none at all. And if we find ourselves in the same position with this baby, I will do exactly the same thing without any hesitation. Mm.
Even knowing that this research from Professor Tappin suggests, and the government have asked for the advice for parents to be reviewed on the back of this research, which is suggesting that babies who share a bed with their parents are 5 times more at risk of sudden infant death syndrome.
Yes, even in the face of this new research, I think it's very important to take into consideration that everybody's circumstances are entirely different, and that it's very easy to say, oh, babies who sleep in with their parents are 5 times more likely to suffer from SIDS. But, I mean, I haven't read the research myself, and I'm sure that there are other circumstances to take into account in those terrible tragedies that aren't purely because the baby is sleeping next to their parent.
Professor Tappin?
We looked at all the other risk factors, and we controlled for all those other risk factors. And we found that of those babies that died when bed sharing, we could estimate that about over 80% of them wouldn't have actually happened if the baby on the night that they died hadn't been sharing a bed with their parents. So that, I think people have to make their own choices. All we want to do is to draw attention to people that, rather than the previous information that was given out, that there didn't seem to be a risk associated with those parents who were low risk in that they didn't smoke, drink or take drugs, that information is now not the case, and there is still a significant risk associated with bed sharing, even if you are low risk and you breastfeed your baby. And you have to take that in as one of your the lady said, you have to take in your own circumstances and make your own decision. But for us, we have to give that information. Yes. We have to put that information out there so that people can make that judgment for themselves.